Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. I want you to go with me into the scriptures in 1 Kings chapter 17. And I do want to say this to you as well. God's going to give you strength for your journey. You're not going to be hanging in there. You're not going to be just bumping along. You're not going to be just a hoping and praying. No, you're going to become, in reality, that more than a conqueror. Some are about to mount up with the wings of an eagle. Hear me, receive. Some are going to start to run and not be weary. That oppression that's been on your life, God's about to break that thing off. Amen. It's the enemy. It's the devil. But he's defeated. So I want to speak to you today about strength for your journey. Let me see. There's a verse here in Ephesians. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 17. But I want to read something out of Ephesians in chapter, let me find it here, chapter 2 and verse 6 of Ephesians, because it's imperative, vitally important. You know, vitals are what, the vital signs are what have to be functioning if you're going to be alive. So a paramedic, they'll search for vitals. Pulse or such. Well, it's imperative here that we know where we stand. Now stay with me. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, let me start at verse number 4. I'm sorry. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." Verse 6. "And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Amen. So let's establish this reality now, that we are raised up in the realm of the Spirit with Christ Jesus, and we're seated there with him. It goes on in another portion of scripture, says, "Far above all principalities." We're talking about principalities and powers. We're talking about the rulers of darkness. Far above. That phrase "far above" can be interpreted as out of the reach. You understand? We are out of his reach. Now, we need to establish this, if you can follow me where I'm going here, to know where you are, because the enemy will wage war with you psychologically. Amen. Against your mind. Because as a man thinks, this is amazing stuff, as a man thinks, so is he. So the enemy will try to always bring you down to a lower frequency. But we've established here right in this word, it says we are raised up together and seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly realm. Now, understand that because we are raised up and seated with him in the Spirit, you are a spirit having a human experience. See, the real you ain't the human part. That's just your earth suit that God gave you to give you authority here in the earth. He needs to use you here in the earth, so he had to give you an earth suit. But you are a spirit being. So the real you is raised up. See, even when we didn't know him, when we were lost and in our sin, God still had us in mind. That's why the devil wasn't able to take you out. That's why he thought he had you on a number of occasions. But you slipped through. Tell somebody, I'm still here. I'm alive and well. Tell somebody, I ain't going nowhere. Tell somebody right now, I shall live and not die. I don't care how death is trying to work. In the earth realm, death is working overtime on all levels. Disease, vaccinations, all kind of plots and ploys that the devil has spewed out. But it don't matter how death is trying to work. We live in a spiritual realm. See, you got to know that. Where we are spirit beings. Amen. And we live in these physical bodies. Now, it's so important to know our position in the spirit. Because your position in the spirit is a position of strength. Not weakness. It's a position of strength. It's a position of stature. In the spirit. See, the devil works through deception. He'll try to cause you to succumb to an experience you had. A bad experience. And so now you base who you are on the experience you've had. The devil is a lie. There are two things we should be certain of in this life. One is that change is certain.
Amen.
You can bank on change. Everything's always changed. Change is always it's always going to happen. The other thing that many don't realize is that we can and should be consistent as change is. Think about that a moment. Change is always changing, but you should be consistent. In other words, I'm not leaving my position. Change is always changing, but I ain't changing.
Amen.
Follow what I'm saying. I'm talking about in the spirit realm.
Amen.
Why? I have a stature. I have a position. I ain't budging. See, it's when you budge that the enemy start talking. Because he knows you're already raised up. Seated in the heavenly realm with Christ Jesus. But if he can talk you out of that position. We must have and maintain a spiritual position in the spirit realm. In the spirit world. As we get into this, you're going to see why. In 1 Kings chapter 17, and Elijah is our topic of discussion, our subject this morning, Elijah, the prophet Elijah, the Tishbite. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, look what he says here, before whom I stand. I want you to see that. I want you to think about that a moment. Before whom I stand. Now, we know God is a spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
He says, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand. Elijah was standing in the spirit realm. This was his spiritual position Even though he was in this world and confronting Ahab, he said, I stand before God. Amen. Stay with me. He said, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Wow. See, in the spirit dimension that Elijah was standing in, his address is in or from the presence of God. Amen. Stay with me. He, in other words, is living in the presence of God. This is oftentimes overlooked or neglected by saints of God. Devil is quick to try to make you forget who you are. Amen. And what your spiritual address is. Amen. But Elijah, he established this before Ahab. See, if you're learning to live in the presence of God, not just visit, not just when we praise or when we assemble, but living in the presence of God. If you're learning to live in the presence of God, listen to me. Wherever you live, it doesn't matter what circumstances are. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you're living in the presence of God, hear what I'm saying. Wherever your feet tread and you live in the presence of God, you are not subjected to the circumstance. The circumstance is subjected to you. Elijah said, at my word, I've entered into a time where I'm in the presence of God. I know what God's heart is, and I declare it ain't gonna rain. I'm here to change some stuff. I'm here to bring a judgment of God on this planet because of the wickedness of Ahab and the leadership. And he said, at my word. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. He said, at my word. Why? He lived in the presence of God. The word in his mouth was just as powerful as the word of God in God's mouth. I'm going to say this again. When you live in the presence of God, it doesn't matter what circumstance you come upon. Let's dig a little deeper. You'll see it much more clearly. Even if you come into a changing environment, tell somebody, I'm insulated. You are insulated with the presence of God in such a way. When Elijah prophesied there would be no rain, God said, I want you to go to the brook Cherith because it's going to get pretty bad around here. Ain't going to be nothing to eat, ain't going to be no rain, ain't going to be nothing growing, but I have commanded ravens to feed you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.